News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, plans to scrap Ireland's long-standing triple lock will begin today. The Taoiseach Defence Minister Micheál Martin is looking to draft a bill which changes how defence forces are sent on peacekeeping missions overseas. Mark Price, co-chair of the Irish Anti-War Movement, co-founder, member of the Irish Neutrality League. It's a sign of our self-confidence, isn't it, Mark, that we don't no longer need to depend on Russia or China or the US or France or the UK to determine whether or not we can deploy Irish peacekeepers?
Not at all, Shane. I would say it's the opposite. I think a sign of our self-confidence would be to insist upon our neutrality, our tradition of neutrality, our commitment to the UN Charter and the UN Security Council, with all of its problems, to sue for peace and not to be joining EU military formations, which would effectively mean that we were abandoning our neutrality and just doing what we were told.
But just in terms of deploying our troops, like, why not trust our government and the Dáil to make that decision? Why do we need to get the say-so of Russia or China or the US for that? That's an extraordinary lack of confidence. Is there any other country in the world that would do that?
Well, just to put that, the way you put it is slightly distorting, if I may say.
Well,
so.
The reason why
that system has developed is, and it's not obviously not perfect, is that after the Second World War, it was realised that the only way to have any kind of an enforcement of the Charter of the United Nations was to give the veto to the five permanent members. Now, whether you agree or not with that, but that was the decision. And that has the effect, that had the effect for many years, that we were able to go on peacekeeping missions which were agreed and which weren't vetoed by the Security Council. And there's no reason why that can't continue. What's being proposed and what's going on is, in fact, militarization by stealth. And if you look at the
government, absolutely reject that. They say there's no question about our neutrality. There's no question of us joining in various wars. They're saying this is about peacekeeping, and that they say, and you've debated this on this program before. They say in many examples they can't even consider putting forward peacekeepers for missions because they know it'll be vetoed.
Even in this statement, Shane, that was made today, I'm just reading from the statement which the press has taken today from Micheál Martin. He says that this will simplify authorization for Ireland to participate in live military exercises such as around EU common security and defence policy. To make it quite clear, the intention is, but please, everyone should know, since February 22, the Irish the attacks on our military neutrality have been going on apace. We've been roped into now one third of all PESCO, permanent security cooperation activities. We've taken 180 troops from peacekeeping in Syria in order to make them available for EU battle groups. And what's going on is a pivot to EU military organisations, and it's
so we don't need to worry at all about defence of our country. That's, as far as you're concerned, that's less important than the sacred cow of neutrality.
When that's not that, again,
that's what you're saying.
We're Ireland. Well, no, I'm not. Absolutely not. We're Ireland.
You're saying it's all with respect, Mark. Your approach is it's all very well in practice. How does it work in theory?
No, my approach is that under the UN Charter, if we're attacked under the Article 51, we're entitled to defend ourselves and to seek help in our defence. I mean, assuming that Ireland is attacked by anything more than...
But don't ask us to do anything before that point.
No, absolutely not. But we're not going to be able to defend ourselves realistically against anything but a very, very small attacker. So we would always be looking for assistance. And
Mark? We're looking to have our cake and eat it. We want to stand on this moral high ground of neutrality in inverted commas, even though...
Shane, I'm sorry, please, excuse me. Moral high ground is what the world needs. We were on a moral high ground in the 1950s. It is absolutely...
morality. Morality is what the world needs. I'm not sure moral high ground is what the world needs.
Well, okay. Well, that nice hair splitting there. Whether it's moral high ground or thanks for this lesson in rhetoric that you asked me on to your show for this morning. Because what we did
thanks
in
for,
the
sorry, I missed your point. What did you say? Thanks for what?
I said, thanks for this lesson in rhetoric, which you advised this distinction between moral high ground and morality. Either way, what we need is a position where we're suing for peace and not joining European military groups, which have been founded at the behest of the arms industry. We in the 50s were a leader in the UN for peace making. The reason why there hasn't been, one of the reasons, main reasons why there hasn't been a peacekeeping mission for the last 10 years is because the peacemaking processes have been put under such pressure because there isn't the commitment, political commitment, in places like, for instance, the DRC or Mali to sue for peace. The UN cannot operate as peacemakers. They can only be peacekeepers. And we in the past, using our morality or our high ground, whatever you want to call it, we sued for this kind of peace. And we should be doing that now and not taking sides.
Okay, but like the reality is I don't recall Ireland ever getting involved in anything other than peacekeeping. Why are we suddenly so worried that now we will be doing something else differently? Like there is no appetite. No, just let me ask a question. There's no appetite among any party in the Dáil, as far as I can see, to end neutrality or to get involved in any kind of any war anywhere else. This is about peacekeeping and nothing else.
It is absolutely not. The EU, it said it in the statement today that's released, the EU Common Security and Defence Policy. These arrangements we have been roped successively into various European battle groups, PESCO and so on. These are not about neutrality. These are not about peacekeeping. These are about taking part on one side in various conflicts. These are imperialist, now I'm sorry, but there's no other way to put it. These are European neo-imperialist projects which have been created at the behest of the arms industry, which have nothing to do with peacekeeping and everything to do with pursuing the interests of European powers, Western powers, in conflicts around the world.
Mark, good to talk to you as always. Thanks for taking our call. Mark Price, co-chair of the Irish Anti-War Movement, co-founder member of the Irish Neutrality League. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.